As New York State's most prominent environmental groups ramp up their calls for green power and as other activists continue to demand a shutdown of the downstate Indian Point nuclear energy plant, demand for electricity has been increasing, and it has become apparent that additional transmission lines could help supply underserved areas and possibly become a buffer of sorts should a facility go offline. One project proposed in 2012 involved putting up a 115-kilovolt transmission line through the town of Ghent and a few neighboring communities. Cosi Zen is executive director of Protect Ghent.
This line would cut through the middle of farmers' fields and through Art Omai, a sculpture park and cultural center of the community, right next to people's homes, etc. And so we have been opposing any high-voltage power line in our community.
New York State Electric and Gas Company said the new overhead line would provide a backup to its Churchtown-Craryville line, which serves more than 10,000 customers in Columbia County. The line would be connected to a new switching station to be built in Ghent. NYSEG held a series of meetings with town boards across the county, as well as a public meeting in Chatham, to discuss the plans. Corporate Communications Manager Clay Ellis.
NYSEG originally determined that we needed to add some facilities in the Columbia County area in order to continue to provide safe, reliable service to our customers. Our original proposal was for a 115,000-volt transmission line to accomplish that need. However, the Department of Public Service staff came back with another idea to build a 34.5 kV or 34,500-volt line to take care of that need.
The Public Service Commission plan would use existing transmission routes and regular height poles. Cosi Zan says Project Ghent supports the alternative.
It's just like all of the regular utility poles that already exist in the community, and it looks very normal, not out of place. It doesn't go through farmers' fields, and it doesn't destroy views and agricultural uses.
Zan and her group remain cautiously optimistic. She adds the low-voltage line would help preserve the beauty of Columbia County and maintain current property values. The alternative would cost more to build, but both proposals are undergoing review. In the interest of opening settlement negotiations, NYSEG has scheduled local meetings to be held the four Thursdays remaining in July in communities affected by the proposal. Again, Clay Ellis.
We would discuss issues and concerns that people have. Anyone who would like to can be part of those settlement discussions by signing up. And we have information that will be available at these public meetings to tell people how they can do that.
The meeting schedule is posted at wamc.org. Its anticipated settlement negotiations will begin in mid-August. The PSC did not respond to a call for comment. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.